Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, and the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Genesis 2:4. There are two accounts of creation in Genesis, with the above text marking the dividing point. In the first, Genesis chapter 1 through 2, 4, the name used for the Creator is God, and its termination is the summarizing signature, as it were. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. The second account, Genesis 2, 4 through 5, 1, normally uses the name Lord God in chapters 2 and 3, and then simply Lord in chapter 4. This second creation account ends with Adam's signature. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Critics claim that the two accounts are contradictory. Actually, they are complementary, the second merely giving more details of the events of the fifth and sixth days of the creation week. The Lord Jesus, who was there as the Creator, used them both, quoting from each at the same time in the same context. Note also that create is used seven times in Genesis 1 and never in Genesis 2 through 4. In that second account, made and formed are the words used. Genesis 2:3 stresses the fact that create and make are different when it tells us that God rested from all his work which God created and made. Evidently, the verb create, which always has the Creator as its subject, refers to his work in calling entities into existence. Make refers to systems constructed by either God or men out of previously created entities. The heavens and the earth were both created and made.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us to reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.